pregame coverage here on KBVU 97.5 The Edge, getting ready for men's basketball action. And joining me, head coach of the Buena Vista University Beaver men's basketball team, head coach Trevor Johnson. And coach, walk us through your last stretch of games here. The last time I saw you guys, you picked up a nice overtime win against Simpson down in Indianola. Walk us through that stretch. Since then, you've picked up a couple wins and had a couple of tough ones in that stretch as well.
You know, going through conference play, you know, it's a grind as always. And, you know, especially this year, you know, coming off that Simpson game, we were able to get a home win over Wartburg. You know, Wartburg played fantastic that day. And, you know, we played from behind for a lot of that game. And, you know, kind of like the Simpson game, we were able to find a way in the last 10 minutes to make enough plays, get enough stops on the defensive end of the floor. And, you know, one of the big things we've talked about with this group, you know, especially since we made the lineup changes a few weeks back and they're starting two freshmen and a sophomore, is learning how to win. And, you know, how do you make big plays and big moments? And, you know, so that Wartburg game was nice to see that. And, you know, then we followed it up with a couple tough games, you know, two top 25 teams going down to Lincoln, Nebraska, Wesleyan. You know, we had that game within five and had the ball and had a string of turnovers and things kind of got away from us and, you know, ended up losing that one by about 10, I believe. And, you know, came back and the Coe game, unfortunately, was very similar. We were down by one at half and, you know, they made a run early in that second half, got it up to 10 or 12 points. We got it back down to two. Then we had three turnovers in a row and, you know, ended up losing that one by 10 as well. So a couple of tough ones there against, you know, teams that are at the top of the league and in the top 25. And, you know, if we're going to beat those teams, we have to limit our mistakes. But we were able to bounce back and got a big win on the road at Luther. Going to Decorah is never an easy place to play. So, you know, we hit big shots when we needed to. Carter Seavers and Gunnar Reed came up huge for us down the stretch. And then this past Wednesday went over to Pella. And, you know, their size presents a challenge for everybody, and when they're shooting like they did on Wednesday night, I don't know who's going to beat them in the country. So, you know, it's been a little bit up and down, but really happy with the development of the freshmen and some of the younger guys as we've gone through this stretch in conference.
You look at the Nebraska Wesleyan and Coe games as you start looking towards the conference tournament. It's a little early, but something to keep an eye on, obviously. Nebraska Wesleyan and Coe both in that top four. You were right there with both of them. Is there anything positive to pull away, or maybe not positive, but something that you saw in back-to-back games that you'll be able to remedy as this season goes along and hopefully into the tournament?
Yeah. You know, we're sitting in sixth place right now, and, you know, all five teams ahead of us have been in the top 25. At some point this season, you know, and you look at, you know, Division III bracketology or whatever you want to call it, all five of those teams are projected to be in the NCAA tournament right now. We have a really good team. We have a really talented team. You know, it's just, this is the best the American Rivers Conference has been in the history of the league. It's never had three teams in the tournament, let alone five. So there's a lot of positives that we can take away from some of these games. And, you know, we obviously want to come out with wins, you know, but we've held the lead in the second half against a lot of these teams that are in the top 25. And now as we, you know, come into the last two and a half weeks of the season here and, you know, gear up for the conference tournament, it's, you know, going back to what I said at the beginning, is how do you finish games? Can we limit those mistakes where, you know, we get a stop against Coe, we're down two, we have the ball, and, you know, we come down and throw it right back to them. They get a fast break layup, and things snowball from there. So it's, you know, limiting those mistakes, learning to capitalize when we have opportunities. And, you know, if you're going to beat a top 25 team, that's what you have to do. So there's a lot of positives. We're scoring the ball really, really well. You know, even our game against Central, we scored 89. Like, we're not having any trouble scoring. It's, we got to clean up things on the defensive end of the floor. We have some challenges with our lack of size, and, you know, we're kind of searching for what's going to be most successful, you know, with us to overcome that.
chatting with head coach Trevor Johnson of Buena Vista University men's basketball, and you talked about it there. Your last time out, you went down to Pella, fell to Central 104-89. A tough first half, but it seems like on the box score, the team bounced back well in the second half. Talk a little bit about what was working better in the second half than what you saw in the first half out of your team.
You know, Central's got a really well-rounded team. You know, the first half, you know, we had to play a zone defense because they have two 6'10 kids. Josh Van Gorp for them, he was the national player of the week last week after scoring 48. So, you know, our biggest guy that we're playing is about 6'6". He presents a matchup problem for us. So that first half, you know, we're playing in the zone, and, you know, in their game last Saturday, they made two threes, and they came out and they made 16 on Wednesday. So that was really the difference. But then in the second half, our guys did a really good job playing out in transition. You know, Central has a lot of size. We have a little bit of a speed advantage, and we were able to get out and transition a little bit, get some early buckets. And, you know, I was not happy with the loss, obviously, but, you know, like I said earlier, if Central shoots that way, I don't know who's going to beat them. So it was a tough night, but we did some really good things on the offensive end of the floor. So I was happy to see that.
Talk a little bit about the experience. You talked about your freshmen, and one in particular, Carter Severs, sees a team of that caliber and then still scores 23 points in the effort, shot the three ball relatively well, 3 of 5 from beyond the arc for him. Talk about what you're seeing from him as a freshman and going against a team of that caliber.
Yeah, Carter's kind of emergence over the last 3.5 weeks has been awesome to see. He has a very, very bright future. You know, he's already scoring it at, you know, the same level as the first team all-conference guys that you're going to see this year. So, you know, I think since he moved into the starting lineup, he's averaging around 17 points a game, which is not easy to do as a freshman in any league, but especially in this league. So, you know, Carter's been unbelievable, and it's, you know, not just the Central game where, you know, he's fearless going into the paint against the two 6'10 guys and, you know, finding ways to finish over them. And, you know, he also does a great job getting other guys involved and taking care of the ball. And that's usually a big struggle for freshmen is, some of them can come in and score it, but there's an issue taking care of the ball. And Carter has, you know, I believe about a 2-to-1 assist to turnover ratio. You know, and even you go back to last Saturday against Luther, you know, he got in a little bit of foul trouble, and we're playing a back and forth game. We're able to put Carter back in with, you know, 4.5 minutes left, and he comes in and scores 5 points right away. And, you know, he's able to shut down their drives without picking up his fifth foul. You know, he's doing a lot of really good things, and I'm really excited about the future that Carter has for us.
Chatting with head coach Trevor Johnson once again for Buena Vista University men's basketball. And now, Coach, you dial into the game against University of Dubuque, a team that historically has been tough to play against. But first, talk about the first meeting you had with them. I was at their place. Like you've talked about, they were ranked 24th at the time. A 5-point game at the half ends up being an 11-point game overall. Talk a little bit about the first meeting and maybe some of the takeaways your team had.
Yeah, it was a really good game over at their place. And, you know, Dubuque does not lose a lot of games at home. I think in the last 3 years, they've lost 2 home games. So, you know, it was the first game that we had switched to this new lineup with, you know, Carter and Colson playing quite a bit. And, you know, they both had fantastic performances in that first meeting. I think Colson had 15 points and 11 rebounds, and Carter had 14 points. So, you know, that was kind of where they kind of burst onto the scene. And, you know, now they're playing with a lot more confidence, you know, 4 weeks later. So I'm excited to see what we're able to do in this second meeting. And, you know, like you said, it was a close game at the half. We actually had the lead with, you know, I believe 8-9 minutes left in that second half. And, you know, unfortunately, Dubuque, they banked in a 3 at the end of the shot clock. And, you know, they came down and hit 2 more right after that. And that kind of blew the game open. So, you know, it was another game similar to that Coe game in Nebraska Wesleyan that we were talking about. You know, we're right there with 10 minutes to go. It's a matter of us, you know, making the big plays down the stretch and, getting stops so that, you know, we can get one of these games against the top team to go our way.
Then last question for you, Coach. You kind of hit on some things there, but dial in on a couple of things you're hoping to see out of your team to secure the victory against the University of Dubuque on your home floor.
Yeah, I mean, on the offensive end of the floor, we're going to have to take care of the ball. Dubuque is, you know, probably the best defensive team in the league. They're only allowing 63 points a game. You know, they hold teams to 30% from the three-point line. So we're going to have to be really disciplined. We're going to have to execute at a high level, and we'll have to play out in transition, trying to get some buckets before they're able to get back and get set. On the defensive end of the floor, they have a bunch of guys who have been playing for years. They got, you know, several guys that have multiple conference titles. So it's a very experienced group. They know how to win. They take care of the ball. You know, we're going to have to make sure we get back in transition and keep Jalen McCants out of the paint. You know, he's fantastic, averaging almost 19 a game. So we got to get him stopped, and then we got to limit their role guys from getting open rhythm threes. That's something we haven't done a very good job of. You know, we're going to tweak some things defensively with our strategy and alignment, and hopefully we're able to limit the role guys, and, you know, that'll help us have a little more success.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for the time, and good luck today against the Spartans.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And that was head coach Trevor Johnson of Buena Vista University men's basketball action. More pregame coverage next. You're listening to it on KBVU 97.5, The Edge.